Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I've got Chris Huer with me, who's co-founder of the Social Media Club. And the Social Media Club is just what it says. It's a club for people that are involved in social media. And I had been on their website and was just linking around and was really impressed with the success they've had since they started in 2005. So I wanted to invite Chris on to Marketing Voices to really talk about the importance of the club and why marketers should care. So Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. Long-time listener, first-time interviewee.
Well, you're well deserved. So tell us about the club.
I guess it was the summer of 2005. I attended the first bar camp in Palo Alto, which just really opened my eyes to a whole new world of doing things. And as a result of that, we created a nonprofit called Brain Jams. We started hosting these unconferences all around, bringing people together from different disciplines to learn from one another. And eventually, we realized that what we were really most interested in and what everyone was interested in is how can we better communicate and collaborate with one another around the world in small groups and small teams, in local areas, in industries, and saw that social media was really at the heart of what we wanted to do. So in about March of 2006, I registered the URL, socialmediaclub.org, and we went off and had our first meeting, I guess, in July of 2006. So it's just been 2 years, literally in the past couple of weeks was our anniversary. And ever since then, we've been growing internationally.
Well, that's great. So how many clubs are there around the world, and how does it how do they all sort of interact?
We have it about 20 or so clubs right now, chapters that are out there. There's probably a few more. There's actually some people doing stuff down in Brazil that we're not very closely affiliated with. My Spanish skills are a little weak these days. But there have been people who have just picked it up and started running with it all over the world. We've got a really strong group going in Paris right now. Brisbane, Australia just got underway. We've got a great group down in Austin, Texas, out in Boston, Massachusetts. Of course, here in the Bay Area, we get together every now and then, although not as much as I'd like, but that's changing here in the near future. We've got people up in Canada who are working on getting it together out in Toronto, and a few other folks up in Vancouver again. Down in Birmingham, Alabama, we just kicked off also an L.A. chapter again. So it's really kind of growing, and it's at this point now where there's more and more interest. In fact, just about 10 minutes ago, I got an email on Facebook from somebody who's starting something in Cleveland. So it's really kind of spreading. And where I was going originally with the answer was to talk about the challenge of trying to bring this kind of ad hoc, do-it-yourself culture that is so much a part of the bar camp scene and that is out there in the open source community into people like public relations and marketing professionals who are used to a bit more structure. So how do we actually kind of bridge this gap and what DHOC, of course, who was one of the co-founders of Visa, came up with as a chaotic concept? How do we actually merge chaos and order and hit in that space in between so we can have great emergence of ideas and opportunities, but have a little bit of structure in place so that it's more comfortable for everyone to come together?
Well, so now the real agenda for the club is to try to drive social media broadly as a discipline, and meaning a discipline where there's some sort of definition to it, and then help define other parts of it. Am I not correct?
That's correct. We actually have four core missions, but that I'll get to here. But the underlying principle of it is around how do we actually help more people learn it. In fact, our tagline is "If you get it, share it." And this goes back to the mid '90s as well, because when I started interactive agency at 25. I used to go around pointing at all the ad agency folks and go, oh, these people don't get it. They don't get it. And really, it was kind of this confrontational attitude of, don't talk to them, forget about them. And with 10 years more under my belt and a little bit more now on top of that, mellowed a little bit and realized that the best path was to help more people understand it. And the more I've actually been out teaching and sharing these ideas with people and helping people learn, the more I've learned as a result. So it's been very helpful. And that's really the bottom line principles, I think, of social media. But when we get to the core missions of the club, there's really some very important things that we're addressing. The first one is overall media literacy, trying to help more people understand how to consume and produce different forms of media. You know, there's still a lot of people out there who don't know when they're being advertised to, and that's just a shame. So we're going to be doing some educational programs and, in fact, going to be announcing some things this week. But we're looking to get more involved with the college and university level as well as the high school level and seeing what we can do to help develop and promote different curriculum for media literacy. Then what we're also looking at here is how we can actually share our best practices among professionals. So there is a professionalization of social media. While there are still some people out there who think that, you know, blogging is all about amateur and do it my way and don't worry about the professionals. You know, certainly businesses are starting to use the technologies to engage more directly with their customers. And the rules of the road for engagement have changed drastically, as you know. So how do we actually all come together, you know, both end users, customers, as well as marketers, as well as, you know, journalists and media makers, to actually learn how we want to engage with one another here through this medium of social media. So sharing best practices has been a really strong point of what we're doing as our second mission. And we're looking at actually discussing ethical issues, as I kind of alluded to earlier. You know, why is disclosure important? What does transparency really mean? And how should we be using these technologies to connect with one another? And then finally, which is something that I think is very important for all of us to understand, is the promotion of industry standards, things like Creative Commons, things like OpenID, OAuth, the issues of data portability. So how can we actually all benefit from open standards? What do they mean? And how can we, as social media enthusiasts, ensure that the people in charge of the organizations and who are making business decisions and technology decisions have access to the right information about the technology standards that we all need in order for this social media world to evolve and grow to our own benefit?
What kind of one tidbit of information would you really offer marketers and other people that are listening about why they should really care about what you're doing?
So what I think we have to see now here as marketers is a move from messaging to gisting. And by gisting, what I mean is that how can we actually convey the gist of what it is that we're trying to get across? Beyond the language, beyond the symbols, beyond the, you know, beautiful photography that creates this emotional connection with the product, how do we convey that gist in different ways? And one of the strongest ways is through conversation, because it's that back and forth that actually allows us to create understanding. Where I may make a statement and, you know, you don't get it right away, so you're like, wait a second, I don't understand. What do you mean by this? Or you challenge me. And it's that back and forth that will bring us together to a point of understanding. So how do we convey the gist of it? And it's not the specific words, because those specific words may work with one person but not with another.
Chris, thank you so much for talking to me here on Marketing Voices.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. It's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing you somewhere out in the world sometime really soon.
Yeah, ditto. So I've been talking to Chris Huer, who's the co-founder of Social Media Club, and you really do need to check it out. And for all of my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.